Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, clouding the waters of tech since 2007. Coming up on this week's show, iPhone 4 recall, possibly, except we're recording this hours before the press conference, so we don't know, so we're going to just have to guess and either sound brilliant or stupid. Damn you, Apple.
Just keep it vague.
Tablets galore from Microsoft, RIM and Acer, news on a 3D Wii or not, and the worst recalls of all time. Speaking of which, we've recalled the three lovely co-presenters beside me. They are the ludicrous Chris Smith and the equally improbable Luke Peters and man of men, T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome all.
Hello. That was good. That was a very slick intro.
Yeah, very slick.
Apart from the printers.
Yeah. Sorry about that. We can do that in post-edit. It's fine. Chris, you're wearing a fine Liverpool top. Crown paints Liverpool top.
There's a T3-related story behind this. Like, I bought it off eBay because, obviously, my ones were, like, way too small for me. It's, like, kiddie size. And I bought it off eBay a few years ago and then made the mistake of lending it to a certain Ree Morgan.
The legendary
Ree Morgan, who long-term listeners to the podcast will know and love, and her T-shirts. And
she just kept it.
Yep, she kept it for a long time. And I saw her for lunch yesterday, and she goes, "I've got a surprise for you."
And it wasn't what you were thinking. No.
Dan, please.
Excellent. Oh, nice to hear.
It's nice to have a little bit of Ree on the pod, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
There's, I'm sure, some skin residue in here somewhere. Something like that.
Always carry a little bit of Ree close to you.
Yes, thank you. Duncan, anything you want to get off your chest before we begin?
Yeah, very briefly. I don't understand why they do this on Sky News. I was on Sky News yesterday, and they had a story that the intrinsic nature of the story was that I had to say the word bell end. And then, just as we started doing it, Martin Stanford, the slightly stiff anchorman of Sky's technological
no pun intended
department,
protective anchorman,
he said, I said, "Oh, can we? Is it okay to say this word on television at this time of the evening?" And he said, "No." So why are we doing this story?
It was live as well.
Yeah, just explain.
He didn't tell me beforehand. Yeah, be careful not to actually say the word bell end, although it's completely intrinsic to the story. He said it just as we actually.
Just explain how bell end ended up being intrinsic.
Very amusing story. And this is tech related as well, because the South Africans were so happy that they were given the opportunity to spend billions of dollars they don't have on a stupid festival of sport. That they gave a lovely trophy to Sepp Blatter, Mr. Sepp Blatter, the chief of FIFA, is it? UEFA? FIFA. Yeah.
Presented by Zuma.
Yes, Mr. Zuma. Yep. He was made a companion of the, was it the Order of the Companions of Oliver Tambo, which is one of the best, one of the highest honours that South Africa can give. So they wanted to get his name right. So they went, obviously, they know what his name is, but they wanted to check his middle names. Right. So they went and looked up his name, but they obviously looked it up on Wikipedia.
Oh, no.
And somebody had changed his name to Sepp Bellend Blatter. And of course, South Africans, they don't know what, you know, Bellend means.
Oh,
Blatter himself, as a Swiss person, would have no idea what it means, presumably. So they've got this lovely trophy they've given him, and it's Sepp Bellend Blatter
engraved on it. And Zuma, and apparently Zuma said, "And we now present to you Mr. Joseph Sepp Bellend Blatter."
Oh, Wikipedia strikes again.
It's classic.
Super, so how did you get around this?
I just had to say there's a rude word in it.
Oh, God.
Which that's ridiculous. Just completely loses the whole...
Could you not quickly say, like, moved on?
As if, like, you know, scores of children have switched over from CBeebies to watch Sky News.
Yeah.
Could you not say, like, my surname plus a meaning for penis?
Well, I think penis would have upset him as well. And
Martin, such a stiff
plus
man.
Plus a terminal word. No, yeah, you could have got there.
I was going to say something like, both Martin and I have one, or something like that. It was just, that's like a very vague.
Well, that's not exactly 100% confirmed.
Yeah. Ouch. Do you know what I found out today?
What did you find out today?
One, I found out that iTunes has a top 200 podcasts chart.
In the world?
No, in the UK. Okay, steady on. And we're in it.
Yes. Come on.
I had no idea.
Well, doesn't come as that big a surprise, does it?
But a certain other technology magazine isn't.
Ooh, Wired.
Really?
Well, Wired hasn't got an audio podcast yet.
So we're beating them then.
We're shitting on them, quite frankly. But Stuff Podcast isn't in the top 200. We are. And we're also beating Jamie Cullum on Radio 2.
Ace. How about Jamie?
Have that jazz piano, man.
Yeah. Ian Lee on Absolute Radio. Mm-hmm. Your ass is ours. The Guardian Weekly Podcast.
That's a shocker.
Dipping on that.
The actual Guardian one. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, they have a daily podcast, which is
actually
much higher.
They have a lot of podcasts.
Yeah. But it sounds grand if we just leave it at that. And the one I'm most proud of, we're beating Alan Brazil's Sports Breakfast on TalkSport.
That's good.
Alan.
Yeah. We're almost beating Richard Bacon as well. And he's Blimey. he's like Twitterific.
Where's he at, Richard Bacon?
He's huge. He's about 20 ahead of us. Although I have to say the numbers fluctuate wildly.
The charts on iTunes, they're not an exact science, I think.
Yeah.
But we always seem to be up there or thereabouts in the technology list. I basically, when we're very high, we're sort of number one in the charts, I think, well, this is a brilliantly accurate way of reflecting exactly how many people are listening to the podcast. And then when we sort of suddenly plummet down to number about 17 for no immediately apparent reason, obviously that's due to some ridiculous flaw.
My experience with uploading the pod has been when we're absolutely number one in the charts, it's usually because I've made a mistake when I'm uploading it and more people are trying to frantically download our latest podcast.
There we are. That's what we need to do.
So if we keep doing that, we'll be number one before we know it.
But if you look at just technology podcasts, The Guardian's Tech Weekly is number one. BBC World Service Digital Planet is number two. And then there's Tech News Today, but that's a daily podcast, which I think is cheating when it comes to...
And that's one of those weird American ones, where they have really bad cartoons of the hosts, and they're all called something like...
So if we go on weekly podcasts, weekly tech podcasts, we're number three behind The Guardian.
Audio podcasts.
Yeah, audio podcasts. We're number three behind The Guardian and the BBC, which I think is pretty damn good.
Well done, everybody.
Thank you, listeners.
High fives!
Thanks very much, everyone, for downloading us, because I had no idea we were so popular.
And I've now got 21 Twitter followers as a result of the podcast.
I have 70 now.
As a result of the podcast?
As a result of the podcast, my Twitter followers have shot up.
70.
Ever since mentioning D Maudsley, D-M-A-U-D-S-L-E-Y, as my Twitter username.
Yeah. Especially up there with Obama and Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, I was tweeting from Penn & Teller this week.
Great.
When the levitation trick went horribly wrong. Unfortunately, no one died. It just didn't work.
Aww.
So, there we
are. How? They didn't levitate?
I think
you saw the strings.
I don't like to guess how magic tricks are done. That's not really the point of going to a magic show and going, oh, I think it's done like this.
Well, Penn & Teller show you anyway, don't they?
Well, they do with some of them, but disappointingly few. In this show, but I think it's all to do with kind of balance points, and to achieve it, the victim woman from the audience had to lift her legs, and she just seemed incapable of doing it. So it didn't work. It didn't come off.
There's a joke in there somewhere, isn't there?
I think so.
Shall we talk about some gadgets at some point?
No. I was thinking much more interesting. Yes. Okay. Well, Apple has called a press conference for 10 a.m. Pacific time today.
That's about 5 p.m.
It's 6 p.m. UK time, and as it's Friday, the chance of getting four journalists in a room together other than a pub, we're recording this before the action starts.
We've tackled this in a good way, though. We've got the very, very keen freelance news writer we've got on the website has volunteered, so
brilliant.
He can give us a call at 6:10 if the world crumbles.
Yes. We can also conjecture that this is about the antenna issues on the iPhone 4 and a recall could be imminent.
I think if we look at this,
remember to keep this vague, okay?
Okay, keep it vague. For a product recall, it needs to be an unsafe product.
It doesn't have to be. They can decide to do it.
Mandate-wise, you only have to recall if it's unsafe.
Yeah, so
what they've done
they're
is...
They're not going to have to legally do it.
They haven't said it's a defective product, but they've offered people their money back, which they're, which they can do.
So they're basically saying, if you don't like your iPhone,
you can bring it back. Bring it back.
Yeah, but are they actually going to recall them all and try and fix this?
I don't think so. No way.
It would apparently cost $1.5 billion.
According to analysts. Always a bugbear of mine. I did a bit of maths, and that seemed to me to mean that every single unit would cost £500 to fix, or $500 to fix, because they can't sell more than about 2 or 3 million. And then,
Didn't they sell 3 million in the first... I think they sold several million in the first, couple
of
days.
Okay, sorry, 5 or 6 million.
Right.
So presumably they're using American billions there rather than UK billions.
but even with that, that would be
about 500 quid per unit.
Yeah.
How can that possibly be the case?
Hopefully proved wrong, and I hope they will actually just hold their hands up and say, there is a problem. But all I can see them doing today is, they've issued the 4.1 update. I downloaded it this morning. makes absolutely no difference.
Yeah, you've actually sort of analyzed
I've got
this.
It's the bar. You now, I always used to have four bars practically everywhere. Yeah. Now I've got two bars practically everywhere.
Okay.
But what actually happens with the phone is exactly the same.
Yeah. With the death grip, still happens.
Well, it's not even a death grip.
Okay. All right.
People say you
hold
have to
the phone.
It. Hold the phone way you would, and the data is exactly. It's showing exactly the same.
You've run the stats on this.
Run the stats. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they'll be posted up on probably by the time this goes out. Posted up on T3.com.
Right.
All they'll say, they have a press conference to say 4.1 is updated, we're going to run you through what the maths is like, mm-hmm. and what they should do is really kind of like now offer a really good customer service option for people to claw back not only people that are falling out of favour with Apple, but also their share price.
Well, yeah, because this went from there is no problem to you're holding the phone wrong to... Oh, the bars are being incorrectly displayed.
We're just bad at maths.
Yeah, to whatever they now say today.
I think point two is still pretty much their reaction to this thing.
The bars are
the
being...
The stuff about the bars is just complete yeah, it was flannel. Ridiculous. I don't know
The idea that you could physically change... Like, the software could be affected by you physically touching a part of the phone that wasn't a button, you know, that didn't interface with the software in any way. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. I've got to be honest, maybe I'm very lucky, or as I've said before, maybe I just hold the iPhone in a particularly gay way. But this has not been a problem to me. And like
a lot of other people are saying that, and a lot of other people the other side are saying it is a big problem. But
I am kind of the opinion that most of the people, and I'm not one for, you know, I think it's hilarious that Apple is getting slated over this.
Mm.
But everybody always says, oh, everything they do is so slick, they're such a brilliant PR machine, and they've just handled this like complete amateurs, and it's hilarious to see. But I'm pretty sure that most of the people who are complaining about the iPhone 4 are actually people who don't own iPhone 4s.
Possibly.
Mm. And just basically want to put the boot in because they don't like Apple because Apple get on their tits. And frankly, Apple gets on everybody's tits.
Speaking of people...
I don't think it's fair in this particular case.
Speaking of people wanting to put the boot in, Microsoft CEO Kevin Turner has said this is Apple's Vista moment.
Well, got a bit of admission there.
Yeah. God. Sort of an own goal, really, there.
But I think it is. I think, because, I mean, Vista, to be honest, Vista was not a great operating system, but it wasn't as appalling as legend has it. And that, again, that was as soon as word gets out that something's terrible, mm-hmm. whether it actually is terrible or not, is almost by the by.
I think, like,
it's not like Microsoft recalled Vista.
And it's Twitter perpetuating machine, you know, of just voice that carries around and people.
One of the reasons that this has kicked off so much is because the non iPhone owners, the non iClones, are kind of like, This is hilarious. Like, this is great. Yeah. And people are just really, really loving the fact that this is even happening. Like, it would just be it'd just be amazingly unprecedented and completely just brilliant if they recall the product today. But then you've got to wonder, even if they did recall it, I don't think many people would send them back anyway.
I don't think people I could be wrong, but I don't think people have been flocking back to the shop because when they put out that ridiculous press release about, oh, actually the bar calculation is wrong. One thing that a lot of people didn't pick up in that press release is that in the last sentence, the last para, it was like, if you want a full refund, bring it back. Mm. If it's within a month of you purchasing it, and of course it must have been within a month at that point, we'll give you a full refund. Well, I haven't noticed huge queues down Oxford Street of people trying to get in, battering their way into Carphone Warehouse to demand their money back.
That is an admission of a defective product.
No, not really.
If you're offering people their money back, they wouldn't do that.
It's what Apple always say. It's like, if you don't like it, don't buy it. Yeah. It's just, if you have bought it and you don't like it, you can send it back. It's kind of a one step forward from that.
It'd be the world's greatest PR machine, it was going to be in full effect, and I'd be interested to see.
The comments on T3.com are interesting. Scott Walker, I really don't know what to expect from this. I'd be surprised if Apple ever admit to doing anything wrong. I mean, that is the image of Apple, isn't it?
Yeah. Scott Walker? Of the Walker brothers,
but they did. But they did admit that they did something wrong in their press release. That's the first time ever. But they've already admitted that they've done something wrong.
Steve, the problem isn't the fault.
It's not the first. I mean, they actually are recalling a load of time machines, aren't they? One of those things are called time capsules. Sorry, there was like a faulty batch with a.
Steve, the problem isn't the fault. The problem's the attitude from Apple, which has been dismissive at best and disrespectful towards customers at worst. I mean, it's not been great PR-wise, this, has it?
No, it hasn't. Like, part of me thinks it's not been great PR, but then part of me also thinks I do wish people would just stop whining and stop being such a bloody baby about it, basically. I don't understand this thing of, like, oh, Apple is... everybody knows, particularly the thing with Steve Jobs, where supposedly he emailed back. His emails are always... personally is not a great PR machine, is he? Like, the PR machine is around him. Mm. He's very well-known for being perhaps not... amazing interpersonal skills, perhaps a little bit terse in the way that he says things. And but, I personally think the don't hold it like that line is one of the funniest PR statements I've ever heard. Because it is firstly true, and secondly, so almost, if you're trying to wind people up, it's hard to see how you could come up with anything better than that.
I just wanted to be in the room of the head of PR for Apple when they realised what he'd said. Like, how the hell
you
are
said,
we going
to... What?
It's like Rob at our features editor was saying, there's an old joke, isn't there, where a man goes into a doctor and says, oh, doctor, it hurts when I do this. And the doctor says, well, don't do that then. It's basically that joke, like updated for the computer age.
Well, as we mentioned, there are other people just saying, look, I can't see a problem with my phone. You know, I can't replicate this. So maybe it is all hot air. However, T3 will be typing furiously with all the news from the press conference, which starts at 6 p.m. today. That's the 16th our time. So if you're listening to us before 6 p.m. on the 16th, head over to t3.com for all the latest live as it happens. And if there is big news, we may have to go in, get back here on the
emergency pod.
Record an emergency pod, yeah.
Emergency broadcast.
You must have a jingle for that, Dan.
Hold up in a bunker.
There we are. We'll use that one.
Doing our very best kind of Winston Churchill voice.
Anyway, there's been much more going on. So let me say, here is the news. Well, yes, tablet news galore this week. First up, RIM, which is rumoured to be prepping a 7-inch BlackBerry tablet with front and back cameras for video conferencing and hardware-accelerated Adobe Flash. Acer's going further with a 7 and 10-inch Android tablet, also sporting Flash. They're expected by the end of the year.
Meanwhile, Microsoft hasn't abandoned its tablet dreams. Steve Ballmer says the company's hardcore about tablets, but it wants to mix in some business savvy along with the consumer goodies. It's apparently working on string devices. No news on when we'll see them, though.
Bobby Womack, Lady Gaga, Daft Punk, Malcolm McLaren and Orbital. They're all in DJ Hero 2, along with a new freestyle mode that'll let you mix and crossfade 70 different mashups.
108, yes, 108 killer artists have made the lineup for the second helping from Activision, making it the most diverse lineup for a music game ever. Warm your decks for a launch this autumn.
And after news of the 3DS, is a Wii 3D on the way? No, says Nintendo developer Shigeru Miyamoto. He says, for the living room, consumers would need a 3D TV and it'll take some time before enough households have one.
Which won't bother the 6 million Brits who apparently can't see 3D anyway. The iCare Trust says between 10 and 12% of the UK population can't see the three-dimensional effect produced by 3D telly, causing headaches, eye strain and blurred vision. Or was that alcohol?
Hey! That was the news!
6 million?
6 million, yeah.
Goodness. There are a lot of vision impaired people.
There's a lot of onocular sighted people.
Yeah, it's...
Onocular,
it's stereopsis or something? Something like that. And
blimey.
Basically, yeah, because you have two eyes and your brain merges the two images to produce the 3D effect. And some people are good at that and others just aren't.
And what's that called? Stereopsis.
Stereopsis, I think.
That's a big word from a purdy mouth.
There we are. Time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM. Duncan.
Still trips off the tongue after all these months, doesn't it?
Yes.
Why didn't we just get at T3? But never mind. Rock Bandit says, my prediction for tomorrow, well, today, or yesterday, if you're listening to it on Saturday, or my prediction about this thing, anyway. Steve Jobs comes out wearing only a towel and goes... comes out wearing only a towel and goes Old Spice style with the Q&A.
What is this? Is there some US advert involving Old Spice?
I'm hearing a
lot of buzz about Old Spice.
Chris, our resident US
correspondent.
Correspondent, yeah.
Yes.
you know about American things, Chris. Yeah.
You're wearing a Liverpool FC shirt.
Well, basically.
And high karate.
Yes. It's basically. Christ. an advert where a guy's wearing Old Spice and just a towel, and he goes through a series of different backgrounds, and it's kind of superimposed on top of all of them, and it's relatively amusing, but it's not.
I can imagine how that would go viral.
Well, it's not. It's not that funny. A sailing boat.
Okay.
Hello, sailor.
Hey.
I think that might have some... And I can't remember the rest. It's not that memorable.
A gym changing
really.
Room. No, snapping bottoms.
anyway, Luke, what do you have?
Donald Mack. Donald McCarthy, not Donald McIntyre.
Yeah, I got really excited when I saw this tweet.
retweeted our iPhone 4 is Apple's Vista, says Microsoft tweet, adding, love this for counterintuitive marketing.
It is counterintuitive, isn't it? It's basically going, well, we were shit, but Apple's even more shit.
Yeah, I like that there.
It's great, isn't it?
Ha ha.
Yeah. Chris.
Yep, Xbox UK, which is Xbox UK, sorry, which is James Corbett. Perhaps the press conference Ronnie Corbett. God, I got that wrong, didn't I? Xbox UK James Corbett perhaps the press conference is to say that iOS 4.1 is being trialed and fixes the problem once and for all.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what they're saying.
In Steve Jobs' dreams, perhaps. But yes, I think you're right. That may well be exactly what they do say. I've had a personal tweet from Kieran Porter, who calls himself Ferrari Ice.
Nice. That's a smooth Twitter name, that, isn't it?
Just bought a T-Mobile branded BlackBerry. Any way of wiping off the branding? Pink looks good on me. I'm not worried about that. Just not the T-Mobile branding. Looks horrible.
No, he didn't say that. He said, pink looks good on me, Dan. I'm not worried about that, my man.
Yes.
That's what he said, Dan.
I took out the extraneous words there, which were completely unnecessary.
I like it.
Yeah.
Just get a coin. A coin and do it.
A coin? What, scratch it off? Yeah. What about some nail varnish remover, something like that?
Yeah, maybe.
Or test it on a bit that you can't see first, I think.
Fill the bath with water, toss it into the bath and leave it for a week.
Mm. Or Diet Coke or Coke. It's like teeth when you put it in. There'd be nothing there at the end.
Could try that. That'd be good.
Yeah, yeah. Let's
good tips, Luke.
Perhaps I'll try all of those.
Bicarbonate of soda. Yeah,
so I think coin or... nail varnish remover.
Oh, I had no idea that you could buy pink BlackBerrys as well.
No, it's just the pink logo.
Oh, I see.
You see. Anyway, Chris, time to see what you've got for your gadget of the week.
Right, Dan, for this week's gadget of the week, I'm going to need your little...
Yes, let me pass this the wire of truth over to you. That will
plug that in.
Magically transport sounds.
Yeah, so what we've got this week is an iPhone app and a little adapter. It's called iRig, and it's made by Amplitude. And it's basically a guitar effects, a series of guitar effects pedals in one app, which is pretty cool.
This is the point where we signal Liam to boost the sound.
Boost the sound.
Let's go to 11. Okay.
Okay, so we should
So hit me. So you've got the iRig, which is plugged into your iPhone, and the other end is plugged into an electric guitar.
Yep, that's right. So
quite a mean-looking electric guitar as well.
Yeah, that is hard.
I think it's a Metal Hammer guitar, so I'm going to try and make this
It's like a sort of Flying V variant in Piano Black.
So this is like a little portable amp?
Yeah. Give me some more boostage. Increased voltage.
I'm not feeling the love just yet.
Here we go. All right. Okay. So.
Okay. He's gone to 11.
So there's a series of effects pedals. The amp's free to download, but there are effects pedals that come for free, and there are ones you can buy as well for about £2. So this is distortion.
So software pedals we're talking here.
So we're just playing normally, and then we can add some distortion in and give it some. That's pretty cool. Yeah, and there's also...
I hope that's coming out louder on the recording than it is in my headphones.
Because it doesn't really sound very metal, Liam.
How does it sound when you're listening to it on headphones with your iPhone, rather than rigged up through a sound desk?
It sounds okay.
Various
wires? It's not as loud as you'd want it to be.
Does it sound like this?
This is the... That was much better, Chris.
It's a little bit I recorded earlier. Yeah.
You really got into it there.
there's a delay on there as well, and you can.
Do you have to buy that little contraption?
This is £1.50. It's basically a splitter that allows you to plug the guitar.
Seriously, the hardware bit is £1.50.
£1.50, yeah.
And how much is the app?
Free.
A lot of people have done
Okay, yeah. I don't care how it sounds. That's brilliant.
But then you can buy
through headphones.
You can buy overdraft, fuzz, wah. Chorus. Sweet.
And then try another one, Chris.
So you can use delay as well. So.
Oh no, I didn't mean the microphone.
Like, no delay there, and then if you switch the delay pedal on.
Go on.
That's up there. You should have that. There's no delay.
Pretty good.
Well, that's excellent. A triumph all round.
Well, it's £1.50 and you kind of get what you pay for. But through headphones, it's good.
It's really good. Yeah, it's really good. We have to take a word for it.
Impressive guitar playing there, Chris.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Are we really a tech podcast?
No, we're not. We've only got one wire that will plug into hardware. You see, that's the problem. So we have to swap wires. Anyway, you don't need to know that. Thank you very much, Chris.
Thanks.
That was beautiful.
It was awesome, wasn't it?
Really great.
Christ.
Yeah. Since Apple may or may not be about to drop $1.5 billion on an iPhone 4 recall, we thought we'd recall. Get it? Some of the recalls of yore. Teether.com's been raking them up. Plenty to choose from here, chaps. Dunk, what caught your eye?
What caught my eye? I thought this was a classic... everybody remembers this one, but I thought this was a classic PR thing rather than a classic product recall, which was Nintendo Wii controllers. When the Wii first came out, supposedly people were jettisoning them into their TV
screens.
And
they had to issue instructions to put your strap on.
Yes. Supposedly
titter in the background.
I never heard of anybody sending theirs back, but supposedly they did a recall because the strap was not sufficiently strong enough. I got the distinct impression that, in fact, what that was Nintendo being a little bit smart, and basically they'd sold out of Wii's. So the initial wave of hype when it came out had sort of settled down a bit. So to keep, a cynical person might say, that in order to keep their product in the headlines without actually needing to sell anymore, they came out with a bullshit story about people wrecking their TVs.
All publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a good one.
Excellent. Liam?
Liam? Luke,
Liam,
you mean.
Liam is on the other side of the glass. Luke, what have you got?
The one that springs to mind is the Segway. The two-wheel contraption that
Len Leopic is very keen on at the moment. He wants somebody to get done for using a Segway because they're illegal in this country. Can't use them on the pavement, can't use them on the road.
Ridiculous.
He wants somebody to get done so they can be like a Segway martyr.
Oh, that would be brilliant. I'd do that. Yeah,
I know that brilliant is the word I'd use.
I've been on a Segway tour in Madrid. It was fantastic. Go on.
The recall reason was that some of them, you would turn it on, go forward, and it would spin the wheels the wrong way. And so you'd end up going back.
Does that mean you just go round in a circle?
Just backwards.
Gradually, like kind of doing a kind of round furrow into the ground around you. So I'm now picturing you gliding around bloody Madrid.
Honestly, like Joe Bluth from Arrested Development.
You know, like those dull walking tours of Oxford, you know, or something like that.
Mistake.
In Madrid, they do it on Segways. It's Coppers. Really great. You're seeing lots of boring monuments, but you're doing it on a Segway. It's great.
This may be a just urban Wikipedia internet legend nonsense, but there's only one person ever been recorded falling off a Segway.
George Bush.
Yeah, he also managed to almost kill himself with a pretzel. Quite a very dangerous man to be around.
Possibly.
George Bush.
It's like Final Destination the whole time.
Chris, anything you want to bring to the party?
Yeah, Hasbro Easy Bake, which for generations...
Oh yeah, remember it well.
It's still hurting this, isn't it, Chris?
Well, no, for generations it was a staple of kids' toys. My girlfriend had one. She said, like, when you were a kid in America, all you wanted was this Easy Bake. We had, like, what did we have? Like, a la carte kitchen?
Yeah, but which didn't actually bake anything, did it? No, it was a proper cooker.
You could bake cakes in it, but with a light bulb.
Yeah,
It got to about 1980 something, and they decided to replace the light bulb with an actual heating element. So like scores of kids, I think they had 70 odd kids burned, like second and third degree burns, catching their fingers in the door because of the redesign, and one poor little 5-year-old girl lost a finger.
It was nicely cooked, so
it was.
It is an important life lesson to learn. Don't shove your hand into an oven.
So they recalled it.
I was rather taking my Bindi's tagline. They're magic beads. these are little beads, you know, they use in arts and crafts for kids.
Yeah, yeah. They sort of stick to each other.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, a coating on these metabolized. Thank you. Into GHB, which is pretty much ecstasy.
It's the evil rave drug, GHB.
Yeah.
Which also used to be known as Liquid E, which was the name of that phone that we had on...
yes, the Acer.
So it's all links.
Which is being advertised everywhere.
It is, and they're saying it's got high definition screen as well.
If they just coated it in GHB.
Three
frenzied teens licking their phone.
Yeah, like ravers in all their paint showing up at Carphone Warehouse. Like, where's the Liquid E, mate?
could happen. Sorry. Anyway, on that image, that is it for this week. Aww. Remember, T3.com has all the latest, including live updates and analysis from the Apple press conference. T3 is on the shelves, and we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week then, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.